Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Today's program is sponsored by an anonymous listener and by Good News Christian Ministries. Our address at Good News Christian Ministries is Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, in Ontario, K0G1W0. We are truly grateful for the listener support that enables us to continue to broadcast this good news. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. I'd like to now turn to the issue for today, for the topic today from Scripture, is about being crucified with Christ and raised with Christ. So I'm going to read you from the Scriptures, from the book of Romans, Chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace might increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Now, this text from Paul's letter to the Romans is a great insight into how Jesus Christ's death and resurrection works in our lives, and we'll get a look at what that means in a few more moments. But first, I'd like you to hear this celebration of the resurrection, a song, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, sung by a wonderful choir in the collection A Celebration of Hymns, Golden Songs of Praise. Would you listen to that now with me?
Thank you.
In the season of Easter, and in fact, every Sunday, every day of our lives, as Christians, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The promise of eternal life that is embedded in that, the recognition that in being raised from the dead, God confirms that we've been justified, that we've been set right, that our sins have been forgiven. We understand that we share in the resurrection of Christ, and we love to hear that good news. But we have to also hear the other side of that story. Not that it's bad news. In fact, it's very good news. But the fact that we are called to be crucified with Christ, not just to be raised with him. In fact, the pairing of the crucifixion and the resurrection is absolutely necessary. Apart from joining Christ in his crucifixion, the idea of joining him in his resurrection is something that just doesn't make sense. For one can only be raised from the dead if one has died. And we are raised. We have been raised with Christ. You note that the scripture speaks, of course, about the future hope of resurrection, but it also speaks about it as a present reality. We have been raised with Christ. That means we have died with Christ already. Not just the death, the physical death that we will endure at some point in our aging and as we go through the years, we will someday die physically. But Paul and the whole tenor of Scripture speaks about a death that occurs when we are united with Christ. How can we call that good news if being united with Christ means dying? Well, precisely because we have a sinful nature that is destroying us, that's eating us up inside. A sinful nature that is not only hurting us, but is issuing in actions that we do that harm others and that offend God. We are by nature filled with sin, and the crucifixion of Christ is intended to deal with that. We die, in fact, because of our sins. The wages of sin is death. And that hasn't been overlooked by God in sending Jesus Christ to the cross. Yes, Jesus dies on our behalf. But according to Paul, according to scriptures, Jesus also brings us with him into that death. So that we die with Christ, not physically here, but our sinful nature dies. We put to death selfishness. We put to death rage and anger. We put to death all the things that belong to the sinful nature, and God allows them to be put to death in unity with Christ on the cross. Didn't Christ tell us to take up our cross daily and follow him? Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it very, very bluntly at the beginning of his wonderful book, The Cost of Discipleship, when he said, "When Jesus calls a man, he calls him to die." Bonhoeffer was saying that the call to be united with Christ is a call to die to self and to sin. These days, in popular Christian music, I hear a lot of really, really wonderful, uplifting music of praise and of affirmation of how much God loves us and how he cares for us and how he has worked such good things in us. But it's rare to find a song that speaks about the sacrifice that is involved in becoming a Christian, that it involves laying down our lives. There's a very humorous one that does the job very well. It's a song called Goodbye Self, and it's set in the context of a fellow breaking up with himself, saying he has found Jesus Christ now, and he doesn't really have room for self in his life anymore. Have you broken up with yourself? Have you decided to say to yourself, there's no longer room for two people in this body. Christ will live in me and none other. Have you recognized that when Jesus called you, he called you to put to death your sinful nature? That you should no longer sin? There seem to be some people who act as though getting their sins forgiven means they can keep on sinning. They act as though it's just a question of saying a brief prayer at the end of the day, but living their life just as they've always lived, selfishly, sinfully, in a depraved manner, and just saying, okay, God, well, Jesus died, you'll have to forgive me. That isn't really just, is it? That strikes us as somehow playing games with the resurrection and crucifixion of Jesus. It seems like it's taking the whole issue of our sin far too lightly, and it appears that Paul the Apostle and Jesus Christ himself would agree that sin is serious enough that Jesus died for it, and it's serious enough that we ought to also die to sin. Now, what does it mean to be crucified with Christ? What does it mean to die to sin? Well, Paul says to the Galatians, in a letter in which he very much emphasizes that we can't earn our way into heaven, in that letter, in the context of saying it's by grace, he does give these commands. So I say, he says, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with one another, so that you do not what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under that law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition and dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, there may be a number of things in this list that never have applied to us. I certainly hope that none of you engaged in witchcraft or obvious idolatry. But in fact, this description of the sinful nature touches each of us at different points. Whether it's our immoral desires, whether it's our temper and rage, whether it's our attitude towards others, or whether it's our neglect of God. The things that are wrong in our heart pour out in all kinds of behaviors that are offensive to ourselves sometimes. Paul even says that we sometimes are not doing what we want to do. We do this thing that we know to be offensive because the sinful nature is in control. But then he says this: the fruit of the Spirit is this. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is what Paul says. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature, and therefore they can live by the Spirit and all its goodness. Let's take a further look at that after we listen to this song by Carolyn Ahrens. Carolyn Ahrens has written one of those popular Christian tunes that really takes on the challenge that there is for each of us in following Jesus Christ. This song is called My Favorite Lie, and it concerns her recognition that she so much wants to enjoy the resurrection without the crucifixion. Let's listen to how she deals with that.
Could blow. I am a pilgrim on a dead end road. direction.
Well, I find that Carolyn's favorite lie is mine as well. It's not easy to recognize that God is calling us to put to death the sinful nature. It's not easy to put that into practice. We find ourselves at war with our own souls as we engage in this activity. What does it mean to put to death our sinful nature? Has it been done already for us by Jesus Christ? Or is it something that we do ourselves? Once again, Scripture seems to have two ways of speaking about this. Certainly, we have been crucified with Christ. When we received Christ, we were put to death on the cross, and we were raised to a new life. There's something that's been done for us, something that's been done fully by Jesus outside of ourselves. It happened on a hill far away, on that old rugged cross. It was done by Jesus, not by us. And yet Jesus coming into us, Jesus living in us, directs us and leads us and empowers us to do work within ourselves that is actually His work, the work of putting to death the sinful nature. We have so many clues in Scripture as to what constitutes that sinful nature, what it looks like. What does it look like in your life? What are the things that you find yourself seeking forgiveness again and again with many tears? What are the things that keep creeping back into your life when you think that they're already dead? Isn't that the frustrating part about living for God and putting to death the sinful nature? That you just wish that sinful nature would stay dead. Well, I want to encourage you, do not be afraid. Jesus Christ will complete the work He's begun in us, and He will continue to complete it by working in us both to will and to act according to the nature of God, according to the Spirit of God. What does it mean for God to work in you to will and to act? It does mean that when you're making a decision about following the right way, God is making that decision with you. He has spurred you on to make that decision. It may seem like it's your effort, and indeed God encourages us to exercise our will, to choose Him as He pleads with us, Scripture after Scripture, choose the way of God, choose the Lord, choose life instead of death. And yet He comes living within us, He comes and enables us in that choice. He gives us the will. And then when we try to put that will into action, we find ourselves we find ourselves struggling with our own desires, with our own habits, with this body of sinful desire that just doesn't seem to stay dead. And yet God works within us to act upon the choices we've made, to continue forward. Putting to death the sinful nature is going to be a lifelong struggle for us. It's going to be a continued work of giving glory to God as we say no to our self and selfish desires, and we say yes to the love of God, to the peace of God, and to the joy of God. It brings glory to God each time that you, by the power of the Spirit within you, say no to sin and yes to righteousness. God continues to glorify himself even as we find ourselves in struggle. God is going to be able to rejoice in the testimony we have when we stand before him and we say, God, it was hard, but you helped me. You made it possible for me. We need to continue in this work of dying to the sinful self and living to God. And for a moment, can I just turn the attention to this resurrection power? The resurrection power, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is at work in you and me to bring forth love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As the Apostle Peter says, think upon these things, think upon these good things. Consider the beauty and glory of a life that is filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Take your eyes off the sinful self. Do not indulge it even with that longing and attention that sometimes we have. Instead, long for the things of God, the fruit of the Spirit, the joy of the Lord. Let's turn our hearts to God in prayer as we consider this calling in God. Almighty God, thank you so much that Jesus Christ died so that we might be set free from sin, and he lives that we might live forever for your glory. Lord, put to death the sinful nature in us and aid us in doing what you have called us to do, so that all the glory might be yours as your people are filled with your light, your love, and your grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We do thank you because you keep us on the air week by week, and we want to encourage you to support our ministry financially. Good News Ministries has only one major cost. That's the cost of this broadcast. The people who manage our website and organize our events, they're volunteers. But your gift can help us to meet that one vital expense of broadcasting. Today, an anonymous donor was able to help us and sponsor this show, and we're so thankful for that. You think that you could be a sponsor in the future? If you can, please make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0, and we will be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. Thank you very much, and be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. Now, to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to a song called Turn Your Radio On. This is sung by the King's Heralds, and I do hope that it encourages you in your walk. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Welcome and listen into a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Gonna build it high. I don't know how.
heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.
Well, don't you know that everybody has a radio receiver? All you have to do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Listening, you'll be believing, leaning on the truth, never, never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And
oh, yes, turn your
lights
down low. Oh, yes, turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.